Welcome to Last Kid Standing with Darren, Kerry and Sky on East Coast Radio.
Mm-hmm. Yes, welcome indeed to Last Kid Standing with Darren, Kerry and Sky on East Coast Radio. This is where we take the brightest grade 4 learners in KZN and we see which one of them can spell the best.
Each day,
we'll have one winner with a weekly semi-finalist who will go on to win the grand prize at the end.
So it's 5 weeks, dozens of contestants, but only one winner.
Correct.
So the question is, who will be the last kid standing? And also, by the way, the words are provided to us by Clifton College Primary School.
Clifton.
And most importantly, your first answer will count. And all the T's and C's are online. ecr.co.za.
Also, just to clarify on that, your first attempt at an answer will count.
That's how the international spelling bees do it, Darren Moore.
Yes, according to Clifton Primary School.
Let's meet today's contestants.
I'm 9 years old. I'm from Hammersdale. I'm doing grade 4 in Eastern Primary School. I'd like to be selected for the competition because spelling is one of my favorite. Competing with my peers gives me joy. I think it will also boost my confidence.
Justin Gavunda. I'm in grade 4 and I'm 9 years old. I can spell.
My name is Ziyanda Zondi. I'm in grade 4 and I'm 10 years old. I've been wanting to be in a spelling bee competition for so many years. I am a very good listener and I'm able to help other kids in my class spell words. Sorry, I am very, very excited, so I'm losing my words. Thank you for everyone who was listening to me. It means a lot. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Zia Zondi, Tristan Govender from Woodview Primary and Latoya Molloy from Eston Primary School are standing by. Stay tuned for the first round of Last Kid Standing. Right, this is the easy round, but the difficulty of the words increases with every round where we progress. According to alphabetical order, I do believe the last time I checked my alphabet, Latoya is going first.
Correct.
Before we even start, Latoya, Tristan and Z, hello.
Morning.
Hi!
Uh-huh.
All right, the kids are ready and rearing to get into it. Latoya, you'll be going first. You ready?
Yes.
Your word is something that is scary or paranormal. Your word is spooky.
S-P-O-O-K-Y.
That is correct.
Well done.
Tristan, you're up next. You ready?
Yes.
Tristan, your word is the hindmost part of an animal. Your word is tail.
T-A-I-L.
That is correct.
Cheers, Tristan, my boy.
And the last contestant for the first round, Z. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Z, your word is the word for baby dogs. Your word is puppies.
P-U-P-P-Y. Puppy.
That is incorrect. I'm so sorry, Z. Your word was for baby dogs, plural. And we asked you for the word puppies, P-U-P-P-I-E-S. Thank you for playing, but unfortunately, you're our first person today to be eliminated. Going into the next round is Latoya and Tristan. So we don't give you any time off. We continue with the pressure. Latoya and Tristan, are you still ready?
Yes.
This is round two. The words get slightly harder and we're still in alphabetical order. So Latoya, you're going to go first. You ready?
Okay.
Latoya, your word is having an obligation due to your position. Your word is responsible.
R-E-S-P. E-N-S-P-L-E.
That is incorrect.
Latoya.
You are still in it, though, because if Tristan doesn't get his word right, then we'll have to go into a playoff. So, Tristan, you have to get this one right to win.
And the correct spelling, by the way, of responsible is R-E-S-P-O-N-S-I-B-L-E.
I don't think Latoya is ever going to forget that again.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. That would be the responsible thing to do. So, Tristan, are you ready for your word?
Yes.
Okay. Your word is a state of unhealthiness. Tristan, your word is illness.
Okay. I-L-L-N-E-S-S.
That is correct.
Oh, that's
it.
Tristan, do you know what that means?
Yes.
What does it mean?
I'm through to the next round.
Yes, you are. Congratulations, Tristan.
Wow, you were so cool, so calm, so collected. Thank you, Latoya and Z for playing along with us as well. But Tristan is the one that is going through. Tomorrow, it's three brand new contestants. Have you entered your grade four into Last Kid Standing? It's so easy. Go and do it right now on our website, ecr.co.za. We have three contestants. The winner of each round goes through to the final on the Friday. And all those finalists will go head-to-head in the grand finale at the end. And did I mention there were up to 100,000 rand in prizes? Did I mention that?
Mm-hmm. PlayStation 5?
100,000 rand worth of prizes. Did I mention that? But that actually means nothing. The title of Last Kid Standing will open all the doors to the universe for you. So go and register now, ecr.co.za.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.